HHS Sissy Becerra violated Hatch Act by campaigning for Alex Padilla. By Joel B. Polak on April 19, 2023. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra violated the Hatch Act of 1939 when he gave a speech in which he backed Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, for election in the 2022 midterms, a report concluded. Becerra, a former California Attorney General who was once Padilla's colleague in state government, claimed that the violation had been inadvertent and that he did not realize that his comments violated the law, in a statement quoted by The Washington Post. The Post reported, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra violated a law that restricts political activities of federal employees when he advocated for the election of Senator Alex Padilla, Democrat, California, at a Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute event in the fall, the Office of Special Counsel has determined. In a letter Tuesday relaying the finding to President Biden, Special Counsel Henry J. Koerner said that Becerra had violated the Hatch Act when he spoke in his official capacity at the Institute's annual awards gala in September. Under most legal interpretations of the Hatch Act, the president in office at the time is the only person who can take action to fire or reprimand his political appointees when they act illegally. Becerra would have been allowed to campaign for Padilla if he had spoken in his personal capacity. However, the special counsel determined that Becerra had acted in his official capacity, which is forbidden under the Hatch Act. As California Attorney General, Becerra spoke out against Republicans in what he claimed was a defense of election integrity when the GOP followed Democrats' example in using legal ballot harvesting in 2020. Becerra, who had not practiced law for decades, was brought in from the U.S. House to replace Kamala Harris as California's top law enforcement official when she won a seat in the U.S. Senate. In 2021, President Joe Biden appointed him to lead HHS, despite the fact that Becerra had no discernible experience in healthcare or public health. He has largely been invisible since taking office, despite the supposed importance of the coronavirus pandemic in Biden's list of campaign promises and priorities. Becerra is responsible for the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which has struggled to house migrants detained at the U.S. southern border. The Post notes that several Trump administration officials violated the Hatch Act without consequence. Current White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre often cites the Hatch Act when evading political questions. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.